online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Lough Swilly lifeboat was tasked overnight to assist in landing a fishing vessel at Rathmullen Pier after it got into difficulty off the coast of Fannet Head. A court has been told that threats have been made against a Derry man charged with the murder of civil servant Paul McCauley. Met Éireann has published its review of weather in 2017, which shows Malin Head was the country's windiest weather station. And the Commission on the Future of Policing will host an open evening for people in the North West next week. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Lough Swilly lifeboat was tasked overnight to assist in landing a fishing vessel at Rathmullen Pier after it got into difficulty off the coast of Fannet Head. The alarm was raised at 2:50am this morning after reports of the vessel, which was carrying six crewmen, suffered mechanical failure. The lifeboat was dispatched at 3am and on arrival passed a tow and brought the fishing boat to safety at Rathmullen. Spokesperson for Lough Swilly lifeboat Joe Joyce says thankfully conditions were favourable at the time of the rescue.
At 10:03 this morning there, we got a request from the Marine Rescue Centre there at Malin Head. A 50-foot fishing boat had got into difficulty just out of Fannet Lighthouse. It had suffered mechanical failure and had lost its ability to manoeuvre. The lifeboat launched there at 3 o'clock and arriving on scene there, we passed a tow to the fishing vessel and took the vessel in tow and brought it into the safety of Lough Swilly and got it tied up there at Rathmullen Pier.
And what were the conditions like at the time of the incident?
Well, the bulk of that storm had blown itself out. Conditions at the time were still quite gusty, with around about 2 to 3 metre swells. But we were fortunate that the tide had turned and it aided us in taking the vessel in tow and bringing it into Lough Swilly.
I'm sure if conditions were in any way different, this would be a far more difficult task.
Oh, definitely it would have been. That job took about 3 hours and we have had tows where it has lasted up to 18 hours, so it was quite a handy job.
And in terms of conditions today, we know that there are still concerns remaining over high tides and so on for later on today along the Atlantic coast. I suppose the message is to be wary of that.
Our advice to people would be to stay away from the water, to stay high, to stay safe, to stay dry.
Simon Harris is promising to build more hospitals and to provide more beds. The Health Minister says it's not acceptable to have so many people on trolleys, but now it's time for a solution.
I've become Minister for Health at a time when the country is back out of recession. I want to build more hospitals. I want to build more beds. I want to staff those beds. We now have the funding to be able to do that, to be able to plan the health service. It's crazy that it didn't happen during the last economic boom. I'm promising the people, but it will happen during this time of economic growth.
The INMO confirmed numbers waiting to be admitted to hospitals across the country reached a new national record high yesterday with 677 people waiting on a bed. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says it is now time the government got to grips with the overcrowding in the health service. He says once again the government is ignoring the funding request from management at Letterkenny University Hospital to reopen the short-stay ward, as the Minister for Health admits there needs to be increased capacity at hospitals.
The Minister for Health has admitted that on a national level there does need to be an increase in bed capacity. Fortunately, in Letterkenny, we don't have to provide any additional building for this because the space is there, but they need to provide the funding for the staff. And the government have totally ignored this. Their representatives in this county and Minister McHugh have ignored the plight of the hospital and the need for that investment. And as a result of this now, there's an acute situation probably for a lot of January where people will be waiting in trolleys. Unless that investment is provided for, we're going to see the same situation in 2018.
Meanwhile, there were 26 patients waiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, the same figure as yesterday. 13 of those waiting for inpatient beds were on trolleys in the hospital's emergency department. Parents are being advised to keep sick kids at home next week as the winter flu strain is affecting children from babies up to 15 years old. Of the 592 patients waiting on trolleys in hospitals today, 12 are children. Fewer than 10 people have died of flu so far this winter, but at least 190 people have been hospitalised with the illness. Assistant National Director of Health Protection with the HSE, Dr. Kevin Kelleher, says anyone with flu-like symptoms should stay at home.
The issue is that we want to make sure it's not spread. And going back to work when you've got symptoms, going to school when you've got symptoms, will spread it. Flu spreads very easily, particularly in enclosed things like a classroom or a workspace. So if you've got, your child has the symptoms, starting the symptoms, please don't send them to school, look after them at home. Likewise, if you've got the symptoms, don't go into work.
A court has been told that threats have been made against a Derry man charged with the murder of civil servant Paul McCauley. Mr. McCauley was left in a vegetative state after being beaten up by up to 15 people in a sectarian attack at Chapel Road in the Waterside in 2006. He never regained consciousness and died in June 2015, aged 38. Trish Lafferty reports.
30-year-old Matthew Gillen of Bonds Hill, Derry, appeared at a preliminary inquiry at Derry Magistrates Court today. He faced one charge of murdering Mr. McCauley on July 6, 2015. It was accepted there was a case to answer, and Mr. Gillen did not wish to call any witnesses or make any statement at this stage. A defence barrister said there had been threats made against his client. The defendant was released on £750 bail, with one surety for the same amount, and returned for trial to Belfast Crown Court on a date to be fixed. Mr. Gillen is allowed to work in England while on bail and must report to North Kent Police weekly.
There were almost 400 dwellings added to the Donegal residential building stock in 2017. According to figures revealed in the latest GeoView Residential Buildings report, the level of demand is still far greater than supply. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
The report finds that in Donegal, 393 new dwellings were added to the total residential stock in 2017. The vacancy rate in Donegal was 10.2%, higher than the national average. Construction activity has doubled relative to the same period last year. In Donegal, there were 180 buildings under construction in December 2017. Data from the Department of Housing Planning and Local Government showed there were a total of 318 residential commencements recorded in the county in 2017. The average residential property price in Donegal last year was €118,333, lower than the national average of €262,061. The area with the highest residential property price in the county was Letterkenny at €133,803.
Met Éireann has published its review of weather in 2017, which shows that Malin Head was the country's windiest weather station over the course of the year. On August the 22nd, Malin Head also recorded the highest rainfall total for a single day, its wettest day since 1955. Catherine Gaffney reports.
The highest average wind speed over the course of the year was 15.1 knots or 28.0 kilometres per hour at Malin Head and Donegal. The number of days in which strong gales were recorded ranged from zero at a number of stations to 14 days at Malin Head. Storm force winds were recorded on 2 days of the year in two stations, Malin Head and Macehead in County Galway. Predictably, August the 22nd last features prominently in Met Éireann's 2017 review with what is referred to as a significant rainfall event affecting the northwest. The station at Malin Head recorded 77.2 millimetres of rain that day, the station's wettest summer day in 62 years, with 63.0 millimetres falling in a six-hour period. This was the highest daily rainfall for the year.
Two Donegal schools are among 40 post-primary schools across Ireland that will begin studying computer science as a Leaving Cert subject this September. Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town and St Union's College Letterkenny will be among the first to offer the subject, with pupils sitting an initial exam in 2020. The introduction of computer science as a Leaving Certificate subject is part of the government's overall commitment to embed digital technology in teaching and learning. Geraldine Diver, principal of the Abbey Vocational School, says computing science is necessary for students now in this modern world.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic news. You're absolutely delighted, Michaela, to receive the news. We have been progressing that whole area in the last couple of years. We've introduced coding as a junior cycle subject area as a short course for the junior cert. So I suppose it's an automatic follow-on from this. So we're absolutely delighted to be one of the first schools to have this as a phase one project.
And what can the pupils expect?
Initially, a lot of it will be around coding, problem solving, computational thinking, reading, writing, testing and modifying computing programming. However, it will be the application of problem solving, computational skills and skills that they'll be able to actually apply to all aspects of their teaching and learning. So that's initially how it'll look. In terms of assessment, they will have the opportunity in terms of a practical assessment. 30% of the marks will go towards a practical project, as well as 70% at the final end of the term exam. So I think it's a subject area that really students are ready for, and it's really, really necessary in terms of preparing for the demands of the modern world and for everything that's needed in the workplace. And that can also be applied to all areas of students' lives. So I think our students are very, very excited about it, as are ourselves.
The UK is not nearly as much of a threat to Ireland anymore when it comes to attracting foreign investment. That's according to the CEO of the IDA, who says Brexit has changed the game. The IDA's annual figures show more than 10,000 extra jobs were created by foreign direct investment last year. CEO Martin Shanahan says the UK isn't the force it was.
Clearly not on foot of Brexit. I mean, the UK was winning, you know, the lion's share of investment into Europe from FDI. But, I mean, Brexit has clearly impacted on that. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Tony Blair has criticised the British Labour Party's position over Brexit, saying it should oppose leaving the European Union. The former UK leader backs staying in the EU and says the debate would also help to divide the Conservative Party. Mr Blair explains why he thinks Jeremy Corbyn should go against the wishes of millions of Labour voters from the 2016 referendum.
Brexit's going to be the dominant issue. Brexit will carry on being the dominant issue for years to come. You know, we're dealing with this health service crisis at the moment. The Prime Minister can't think about that. The Chancellor can't think about that. They've got to think about Brexit.
Sport on Highland, brought to you in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for 2018 with a massive New Year sale now on in store and at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five. Time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger's been asked to explain pre-match and post-match comments he's made in recent days. He's voiced his frustration about penalties awarded against them in Premier League games with Chelsea and West Brom, which both ended in draws. The FA's requested his observations by Tuesday evening. Wenger's already said he'll contest a separate misconduct charge for what he said to match officials following the game with Albion. And Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho says reports linking him with Paris Saint-Germain are garbage. He's currently halfway into a three-year contract and is thought to have started negotiations over a new deal. Mourinho claimed he's fully committed to the job at Old Trafford. And Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says he's not interested in speaking about Philippe Coutinho's future, as reports in Spain suggest Barcelona are preparing another bid. He was left out of the squad for their Premier League game with one at Burnley, but Klopp says the Brazil international injured. Barca also tried to sign the player in the summer.
It's a transfer window, but that's all. I know that means already I opened the door halfway because I mentioned that it's a transfer window, but there's nothing to say about would help me or the player or the club.
On the pitch, Spurs can close the gap on the Premier League's top four to a single point tonight. A win at home to West Ham would see Spurs leapfrog Arsenal into fifth position on the table. Kick-off at Wembley's at 8 o'clock. Back at home, Limerick have been dealt a massive blow just 6 weeks before the start of the new SSE Electricity Premier Division season. Manager Neil McDonald has left the club to take up the reins at English League One side Scunthorpe. McDonald was only appointed in May of last year, leading Limerick to a seventh place finish on the return to the top flight and an FAI Cup semi-final. Elsewhere, Keith Buckley, he's back at Bohemians. The midfielder's Keith Long's latest signing at Dalymount after a season with Bray Wanderers. And Shamrock Rovers have signed 22-year-old Scottish defender Ali Gilchrist from St Johnson. And Derry City manager Kenny Shields says abuse from supporters could cause his son Dean to quit football. The former Dundalk and now Dunfermline midfielder was taunted by Falkirk fans who threw fake eyeballs at him in Tuesday night's game. Now, Shields had an operation to remove his right eye in 2006, having lost his sight in it as a child. Moving on to Gaelic games, and the three North West counties head into this weekend's second round of games in the McKenna Cup, looking for back-to-back ones. Oisín Kelly reports.
Donegal, Derry and defending champions Tyrone all won on Wednesday in their opening games. Hugh McFadden captained the Donegal seniors for the first time, leading his side to a comfortable 15 points win over Queens and Ballybuffet. The Killybegs man was happy to get the year underway with a win.
We're happy to start 2018 in a positive fashion. We recognise now there's a lot of things we have to improve on and learn from the game, but we're happy to go out there and get a victory and start the new year off on a good note.
On the evidence of tonight, you guys have put on a lot of work over the last number of weeks, and there was proof tonight because you were on it from early on.
Yeah, look, since we got back in with Declan, the boys at the start of December, we've been doing a few nights a week in the gym and a few nights in the pitch, and we put in a lot of hard work in before the Christmas break. A lot of the boys came back in good shape and they looked after themselves, and you know, that showed well tonight, and we'll be looking to build on that now coming towards Sunday. A trip to Clonus, look, we know what we're going to get. We're going to go down to Monaghan. Over the last few years we've some titanic battles with them, and you know, even though it's only the McKenna Cup, we'll be going hard at it now on Sunday, looking to learn from it. I don't know what squad they had out tonight against Fermanagh, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of good footballers and it'll be a competitive game.
Donegal's next game is against Monaghan this coming Sunday afternoon. Derry's next game is away to Armagh on Sunday. The Oakleaf County started life under new manager Damien McErlane with a 1-point victory over University Ulster. Derry's first target of 2018 is to win Division 3 of the league and get promotion. McErlane says there's still plenty of work to be done.
George Town were far sharper in the ball the first half. We were standing off and let them run through us and whatnot. Also get going, get ourselves organised, which is, I suppose, what it's like in the first match of the year. We started to put a bit of pressure on them. We were decent enough going forward. We were causing them bar going through as well. But overall, look, massive amount of work for us to do. We're under no illusions about that already. We're working with a small squad. We obviously gave a debut to 4 or 5 young lads there, which, and they all did really, really well.
And Tyrone are looking to win the McKenna Cup competition for a 7th year in a row in 2018. The defence of their title started with an easy 15-point win over Antrim. This weekend they host St Mary's University at Healy Park in Omagh.
Oisin Kelly reporting. In golf, the world's top 5 golfers began 2018 at the Tournament of Champions in Hawaii tonight. Open champion Jordan Spieth, US PGA champion Justin Thomas and world number 1 Dustin Johnson are all in the field. Dustin Johnson's been setting out his goals for 2018.
Obviously improve wedge play, I need to improve my bunker play, you know, get a little bit better with putting, but you know, as far as outcome goals, I just want to, I feel like if I do the right things, then, you know, the outcome's going to be there and I'm going to achieve all the goals that I want to.
In boxing, Donegal Open Championships for 11 to 14-year-old boys and girls with 5 contests or more is on this Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th of January in the Osman Centre in Dunfanaghy. Weigh-in is on Saturday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Draw at 12 noon and boxing starts at 1 o'clock. It's open to fighters from Donegal, Derry, Tyrone, Sligo and Leitrim. And finally for this evening in tennis, Andy Murray admits he's just not ready to return to tennis after pulling out of the Australian Open in Melbourne. Murray's not played competitively since a quarter-final defeat at Wimbledon last summer. That's all your sport this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. The Commission on the Future of Policing will host an open evening for people in the North West a week from today, with anyone interested in the future of policing in Ireland invited to attend. The event will take place in Letterkenny Public Services Centre on the Neil T. Blaney Road between 6 and 8pm. Professor Donaha O'Connell is a member of the Commission. He says the informality of the event is important.
This is a more informal event. It allows people to come in and have one-on-one conversations with Cathy O'Toole, the chairperson, and other members of the Commission who will be present. And it's a very useful facility, say for example for community groups who might work with the police, or people from related services like the HSE, or people working with various groups, LGBT, disabled groups, immigrant groups, those kind of ideas. So what we find is when we meet people like that one-on-one, we get a chance to explain what we're doing as a commission.
And for weather now, sunny spells and scattered heavy showers this evening with highest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. Cold tonight with scattered showers with the possibility of a few wintry falls on higher ground. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Lough Swilly lifeboat was tossed overnight to assist in landing a fishing vessel at Rathmullen Pier after it got into difficulty off the coast of Fannet Head. The alarm was raised at 2:50 this morning after reports of the vessel, which was carrying 6 crewmen, suffered mechanical failure. Two Donegal schools are among 40 post-primary schools across Ireland that will begin studying computer science as a Leaving Cert subject this September. Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town and St Union's College Letterkenny will be among the first to offer the subject, with pupils sitting an initial exam in 2020. There were almost 400 dwellings added to the Donegal residential building stock last year. According to figures revealed in the latest GeoView Residential Buildings report, the level of demand is still far greater than supply. And a court has been told that threats have been made against a Derry man charged with the murder of civil servant Paul McCauley. Mr McCauley was left in a vegetative state after being beaten up by up to 15 people in a sectarian attack at Chapel Road in the Waterside in 2006. He never regained consciousness and died in June 2015, aged 38. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 4th of January. The death has taken place in Philadelphia, USA, of Hannah Friel O'Malley, formerly of Gortnalara, Termon. Funeral mass and burial will take place in St. Peter and Paul's Church in Springfield, Pennsylvania. The death has taken place of Jerry O'Brien, formerly of Segully Road, Drumquin. His remains will repose at Sean O'Kane and Son's funeral home, 280 Dewish Road, Drumquin, until 7 o'clock this evening. Removal from there tomorrow evening at 5:45 to arrive at St. Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin at 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred at Carndonna Community Hospital of Bill Gill, Anna Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, going to St. Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11:30, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Carndonna Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Strictly private for family only on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Jimmy Begley, Shanna Fanad. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Fanavolti at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Surgical One Letterkenny University Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or McAteer Funeral Director, Fanad. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Neil Shovlin, Rose Cottage, Bridgend, Rimelton. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock in St. Mary's Church, Rimelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place at Rimelton Community Hospital of Margaret MacDade, Fort Stewart, Rimelton. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Requiem Mass on Saturday at 1 in St. Mary's Church, Rimelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Rimelton Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The sudden death has occurred at his home of Joe McHugh, 143 Corgary Road, Ahearn, County Tyrone. His remains will repose at his home until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, Ballybuffet, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of G. McCool and Son Funeral Directors, Ballybuffet, or any family member. The house is private, please. Family and friends welcome. The death has taken place of Cyril Ferris, Nace, Kildare. His remains will repose at the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, this evening. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at Carndonna Community Hospital of Michael Harkin, 133 Ard Colgan, Carndonna. Funeral from his late residence on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at Alphogavan Hospital of Jimmy Logue, 62 Townsend Street, Strabam. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabam, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabam Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabam. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place at Alphogavan Hospital of Josie Gallagher, 9 Hillcrest, Derry Road, Strabam. His remains are reposing at his brother Bosco Gallagher's home at 23 Contham Road, Burnie, Strabam. Funeral from his brother's home tomorrow afternoon at 12:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabam, at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabam Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred at Brentwood Nursing Home Convoy of Christina Delaney, formerly Christina Sweeney, Sweeney's Hotel, Dunloe. Her remains are reposing at her late residence, 7 Niavanna Chapel Road, Dunloe. Rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral on Saturday at 10 in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. House also private, please, on the morning of the funeral. And the death has occurred at Belfast City Hospital of Jim Cahoon, formerly of Kildrum, Carrigans. His remains are reposing at Knock Glass. Viewing today with removal tomorrow to Mallon Presbyterian Church, Mallon, for funeral at 1:30, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Chest, Heart and Stroke or the Irish Heart Foundation.